You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Oh, yes. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Why can't I hear myself in my headphones? Turn them up. Yeah, that's a lot better. I don't want to deafen everybody. Yes. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've got a good level on that. I've got a good level on this. Oh, look, you've got your camera on. You don't need your camera on. It actually might detract from the audio on the system. It's nice to see you, but that's it. You can freeze the camera. Thank you very much. Tonight, I have to say, I haven't really spoken about it very much, but I've decided to take a little bit more of a back seat in hosting in general. I still will have my Ever Beyond radio show on Sunday, having to run the radio station and now getting involved with other projects, I'm going to need to do less hosting and more producing. So as of next week, there's going to be good news and there'll be bad news. The bad news is there won't be Journeys with JP. But the good news is that there will be Journeys with Rebecca. Hurrah, hurrah. Yes, indeed. The welcome return of Rebecca Jernigan to her actual show. So this will be the last one. And very, very appropriately, we have Gwyneth McNeil from Prepare for Change, because we all have to prepare for change. So today I'm joined by Gwyneth and all right. OK, I need to order food. All right. Is that me? No, that's before. let's bring Jimmy into the call as well. Jimmy Sadva and Gwyneth McNeil. Good evening. How are you doing?
Hello, JP. Hey, Jimmy.
He's not picked up yet, so we'll bring him. He'll probably say hello. All right, there you go. Hello, Jimmy. You have to turn off all the rest of your radios, please. That's it. And you can also turn off your camera. There we go. Hello.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, just turn off the camera. That's fine. Great. Good to see you both. But there you go. So, prepare for change. We might as well just leave it at that, really. We're in the midst of such incredible change I think if you haven't prepared by now, it's not a good situation. So, Gwyneth McNeil, good evening. How are you?
Hey, JP. It's so good to be here. It is.
Well,
change. Can I say something about change?
You can say everything about everything, okay?
Change is an interesting thing. It's only been, I don't know, here in the United States. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, in the United States. Jimmy's from Alaska, way up there in that part of the United States. And you know what? In the West, change has just recently, in the last couple of decades, become good. There is a hamburger place, a beef sandwich place, and their big advertisement campaign has been, change is good. Different is good. I mean, we have to be taught this. I think so.
Well, I remember back in the 80s, we used to have these big posters that says, greed is good. Now, I don't remember personally whether they were just sarcastic or ironic, or actually, you know, it was an advertising campaign for like, oh, it's good to be greedy for some sort of product or something like that. But anyway, they were big in the 80s. So, change is good. So, tell us, tell us a little bit about how you got into this and what it was your what's your vector into it. Most people generally, you know, have some sort of fatal accident and then wake up in hospital and then don't remember who they are, and then like their life is completely different. So that's about normal for journeys. So I don't know how
I did have one of those.
All right. I was just kidding. You see, I always do this. I make these really way out jokes about like, oh yeah, no. And somebody will say, deadly serious. No, that's actually what happened. I'm all right. Okay. So anyway, you had a near death experience. What happened to you?
You're just good at what you do. You can't help it. You know, just well cloaked. That's what I call it. Well cloaked. Well, I had three. In fact, one, I had my first one when I was 18 months old, and I distinctly remember I wasn't connected with it until I was an adult, but I checked it out with my parents, and oh yeah, at 18 months, I remember being in the crib and having, I apparently had pneumonia four times before I was five, so that must have been an adventure. Still have difficulties residual from that and all kinds of other things that have been, it's life in the physical. And I'm in the healing field too, so that's a mix, just professionally. And I lay there in the crib and I could feel my little body. I can still experience it just laying there. And I remember going in and out of my, I'd go out of my body when it got too hard to breathe, and I'd have to go, okay, okay, all right, do I go back? No, do I stay? All right, let's go back. And so about five times I went in and out. But my first major one when I was an adult, or for 2 years when I came back, I literally did not remember my name. Those 2 weeks when I was nameless, my youngest son was a teenager at the time. I had a friend over, apparently she was talking to me, and all of a sudden he grabs my arm and says, Mom, she's talking to you. What? I heard her saying somebody's name, and they seemed like she was trying to get somebody's attention, but I certainly didn't connect with it in the least. As myself, and I realized that I was fine with my name before that I was wearing. It was a married name, but it kind of rang, you know, with my first one. And I realized I'm in trouble. Holy cow. And so I kind of like a good religious woman that I happen to deeply participate in with that spirituality within the context of the religion at the time. And I said, help. And I was told, okay, go here, look here, look here. And you'll recognize where you need to look. You finished your first commission. Never heard that term. Now you'll have your new one. I got it, and I got another name and changed it and everything. Now I'm wearing a new one. It's awfully close to my first one. Interesting, different energy though. And for 2 years, I really had a hard time reordering myself in the world, and I didn't know how much had changed. I didn't know how much had changed until I had the next near-death experience, and then woke up with the third one. And by waking up, it means, oh, that's what the valley looks like from this level. You know, it's kind of like that. It's like, oh, that's all. Oh, is it literally like a different sight?
So, what was your word? Commission, did you say?
Yeah.
That's isn't it? It's like operation, and it's a very military term that you wouldn't normally use for like lifetimes.
I have found myself using military terms since that time. Okay.
So you could say that somebody walked in there who had a little bit more of a military bent.
Well, actually, it just comes up from inside, and it's almost like it's a real oh crap feeling. It's like, I'm not really in control of my persona, my persona. I have a hard time talking because the energy's so dang strong. Yeah, so I'm a little bit confused sometimes when this happens. Actually, I really have to acknowledge you, JP, because this only happens when there's a real purpose. because I've become very, very familiar with the source of this and the reason that this source is here, and it only comes when there's a purpose. So,
okay. So take a couple of breaths, because, you need to get some oxygen into this. And yeah, I can feel what's going on. That's, you know, when I do these, readings on a Thursday, and I'm just reading, these messages from different entities, and, I can feel their emotions when I read it. You know, I can feel it coming through me, and people say, you know, they can feel the energy coming through. So, have you arrived?
What do you feel with this one? I've never had this response. I would really appreciate hearing, because I'm still me.
All right. So the sense of it is like, very pleased to be here. This is like a sense of arrival. Look, take a deep breath in through your nose, and say, when you breathe out, just say the first thing that comes out. Just allow that to come. Maybe do that a couple of times, in through the nose and out through the mouth, and just get yourself calm.
No need. It is here. It is done.
Good. Welcome.
Greetings, fellow warrior, if I may.
Thank you. And, to whom am I addressing?
A very recognizable figure in history, which is often looked at a bit askance in your current culture, if I may say.
Okay.
And the name that is, that this being has worn in history has come down spelled a number of different ways, but we recognize, well, you're familiar with your Wikipedia. Indeed. Wikipedia.
Yes.
Boudica.
Boudica.
Indeed.
Ah, I see.
But with host, not alone this time. With for this occasion.
How many hosts?
With one other.
Good. Who is
there is present, there is present here also the captain of her guard. It has not come through history. It was wiped clean, destroyed, that the power of the feminine divine be not recognized in this age. Yes, indeed, time for change. Indeed.
Indeed.
And it is being recognized now. Is it not?
I can see it. I think other people who are... Now, you understand you're talking to perhaps hundreds or thousands of people as you speak with me. You understand that.
So that number, I don't recognize. That means nothing to me. Hundreds of thousands of people, they're dear souls. They're all one.
Yes.
We're not separate. It is confusing at times. Why?
Depends, so yes, it depends what dimension you're talking about as to who's experiencing this, yes.
Indeed.
Would you tell me a little bit about the relationship between Boudica and her captain and what her mission is this time?
Oh, she'd be not here if it were not time for the victory this time that was ripped from the people of the earth by ego and fear when that last war was lost. A moment, please.
Yeah,
I have not been present in this reality, this, I do not know the terms. You call it dimension. I have not used this language for, I do not know the years. What would you like me to share?
Well, obviously, history being written by the victor.
So they say.
So they say.
Indeed.
The backstory, if you will, the true story.
May I first connect what you began with, dear JP, difficult to say your name, but I know you as something other. By the way, we have not had that conversation. My hunch is that recognition will come. Slowly. As I said, you are well cloaked. Victory of the Light. Are you familiar with the one who is known by Cobra? That term.
Yeah.
Does he not say Victory of the Light? What does that mean? Victory of the Light. It is time. I would not be back. Oh, victory at last. It is time.
We were talking about this last time. It's been a long, long war. Long before England and Britain. Long before Earth. And it's the end of that war. And I would be very happy to call the fanfare on the announcement of the end of that.
It is the end, JP. It is. It is time for the end as it all comes around and cycles back to the beginning in that oneness that we have yearned for so long, the larger we family that we recognize as human souls in this physical experience. It's so time. You have been of great assistance with your grand stories plucked from the ethers with courage, mind you, that is recognized of, maybe this is so. Oh, maybe there's a sense. Oh, should I put words to it? Oh, it may cause troubles. It may cause difficulties. It may cause retribution. I may, as you call, catch flack. Do you know this term?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do as well. That is not bullets I'm familiar with, but swords and shields. And sticks. And horror. And anyway. That was not the end of the story as it was in the history books told. It was not. It was not to be told, for the end of the story was not that she died then, there. No. For there has been much history that has been lost, and the end of that tale is one. And it matters not at this time, for all is becoming made known rapidly in what they call disclosure. Do you recognize this term?
Yes. Also, disclosure of who we are.
Indeed. It must happen. We are coming back. We, as someone rightly said, are we not the ones we have been waiting for? There's one with dark curly hair that says that.
That seems to be the way. It's like, you know, I came on the internet looking for somebody to teach me, and I ended up being the teacher. So there we go.
We teach best where we learn in that spot, in the moment of need, do we not?
Well, this seems to be the way of a healer, is they go through a period of ill health, learn how to repair themselves, and then show others.
Indeed. Now is the time for a different kind of healing. You're familiar with the angel, the archangel, I believe it is called, in your language, Raphael?
Yeah.
You know the term healing? And in your world, you have put those two together, indeed, with the energy of that being healing. Indeed?
Indeed, yes.
but physical. Primarily, is that not the limitation upon the understanding commonly held?
Well, that's what medicine is, isn't it? Is the healing or the repair, just the simple repair of the physical body after damage. But the healing that I'm involved in involves the reconnection of the soul, which then repositions the blueprint in the right way, and the body naturally comes out right, heals itself from the inside out.
You are doing the work in your own way, with your own terminology and with your own experience and with your own knowledge. You know the experience of all of a sudden there's healing and you know not what you did. It just happens, and it was because of your touch with your gaze, with your consciousness, with your intent, with your being, that result you sought for another. And it manifests. Thankfully, your terminology includes those terms now, the quantum physics, I believe, that has terminologies that support this. It is a science. So it is now not just the healing of the body. Would you not agree, good sir?
All about the soul.
Indeed. And is not the source of that divine?
Of course. And love.
Then would it make sense then that this is the healing of man into God, that God? I do not speak of a personage. I speak of that divine, the healing of man into that which man is. Man includes both genders. Your language has limited so much that the understanding has become impoverished in the language and the limitations of the language. You know not, and much of it happened many years by the victors, who took the spoils not of the wealth of the earth, but of the understanding, by ripping the history and the richness of understanding from out from the feet of culture after culture after culture. There's part of the pain, is it not? Not a grounded in this world, but of the story you have told, and some others. You have given voice to some on this, your platform, in, I do not know what you term it. Platform would you call it? So
we call it radio. Radio.
That is a Latin tongue twist, indeed.
Yeah, we use Latin and Greek and German and Sanskrit in our language these days. All sorts.
Sanskrit, indeed. I was not aware.
Old words. Things, you know, like set and so in terms of we've seen, well, let's go back. Let's tell her story. Her story instead of history. Please, can you tell the story of your spirit, Boudica?
May I go back one moment and address, there is a dissonance left after the mention of Sanskrit, for that was not an understanding that was in the culture. However, I have become, as this soul, familiar with those that do have familiarity with that culture from their own incarnations, if you call it this. Their own times. And Sanskrit is one of those languages that was a foundation that remained pure in its tonal quality and its meaning, in the meaning that the sound of the words gave, the letters. For language is a spell, indeed. It is not how you minimize spelling in your culture, do you not? But it is a spell. So you spell your life. It is time to unspell. Your question. What do you want to know? I'm not a historian. I do not align with those.
Well, the story of, you know,
I have some fervor in the opposite direction, frankly, from my own experience.
You want to talk in the future?
No, the present is fine.
Okay.
Where it is always present, is it not?
It depends where you are. In this world, the past and the future and the present are different things. And that's how we have to phrase things in order for people, humans, to understand it, given the situation of the way that reality has been slanted towards them in the way that they understand it. Is that making sense?
I pick up that there are those who would like a story. That a personal story to connect with.
Yes.
I have one.
Perfect. Thank you.
A very personal story. It has long been a puzzling thing for those who dig for bones in your culture. Where was this person buried? How can I identify the history of this area? What a task. I know not. History, maps, everything is filled with buildings. It covers it. You've massacred the beauty of the land with things that do not fit it just for shelter when it could be much different it was then. There is one thing, though, that has been found that indeed the eyes of this one embodied in this incarnation recognized through my sight. And it was a mirror. And there was a memory, very tangibly, holding the mirror on the lap. Bronze. About that big. The rim on one side had broken off, however. That was not a happy thing to see, for the mirror would be polished to shine the image. You see. Does this make sense?
Yes, you were, instead of having glass, you used the polished brass. Lovely.
Bronze.
Bronze. And so you see your reflection for the first time?
Indeed. It was not called that. I actually am not clear on the term that would have been used. I know the material. Yes, polished. And it would lay on my right knee. And the handle would lay across my left. And I would hold the handle and polish to a sheen. And it was a meditation, as you call it, if you will. It was not called meditation then. It was a quieting. A quieting. It was a quieting time.
I like that, a quieting.
Indeed. There is so much of the quieting, traditions, natural actions that have been beat out of the natural function in daily lives. Those moments of holding a leaf in the spring between fingers and feeling that new leaf on one side is shiny and the other is just a bit soft and a bit fuzzy. No, we brush it away. Or this branch needs trimming. Or, oh, it's green. Where are the birds? It is not big enough. It's a do. It is a do. And the human being has become a human doing and lost to itself in consciousness. There's the grief of the ages of those who've known. In that time, my knowing was grounded in the deep wisdom of what has been come down as Druidry. Taken on bad terms, I would say. Negative, what you say, connotations, indeed. Would you not agree?
Indeed.
Indeed. But there was reverence for life, which is coming back, has been lost for so long. And in reverence for life as it returns, my dear soul, we find ourselves again and our God. It is a holy, holy work now happening for anything. That is the discovery of the divine, is that, could that not be called a holy, holy thing?
That's what, well, you know, we're talking wholeness. That's what I see holy as holy, you know, to bring back to wholeness. And we've been fragmented in so many parts. So many people have died tragically and left ghosts on the land. And not reconnected them. And so we're just a raveling left of what great souls we used to be. Little bit by little bit nibbled away by, and I have to bring them up, the Empire, which we all fight against.
Indeed. Indeed. My. And what it requires, may I put words to it, to recognize what you call the Empire?
Please.
That is to be in the presence of it in stillness. Then the recognition comes. Rather than running away, rather than avoidance, rather than war, rather than fleeing, but to recognize it is the essence of the acceptance of all as one. Dark and light, what is that? Good and bad, right, wrong, even male, female, what that means. Just the yin yang, you call it? A marvelous symbol, you see. And it moves. And one is within the other. There is truth in every culture. However, again, the separation. A bit here, a bit there. Oh my. But that culture, we can't have it from there. This country, oh my, can't have that. And yet, was there not a teaching? Love your neighbor. That has come down in your culture. I believe you call it a Christian culture. Love your neighbor. Do you happen to recall, good sir, the remainder, the tail end, shall we say, of the wording or the spell that is often missed? Is it not love your neighbor as yourself?
I have thought about this a lot. And you know, there are words that we can place in there that change the meaning from one thing to another. And of course, with translating languages, love thy neighbor as yourself, or love thy neighbor as you do yourself. Bring it completely present.
Indeed.
I think, is that where you were going with this?
May I take it one step further?
Please.
We can only love our neighbor to the extent we love ourselves. No more, no less.
Of course.
But in this, there is a separation. Either love your neighbor, love yourself. You do, you don't. It's this much, it's that much. If it's this much, it can't be that much also. Really? How about both? There is the stillness and the power of that stilling. Where in that present moment, there is no separation. There is no They're both one. And yet, in consciousness, there's the work. Both can be accessed and applied as needed in the moment, in the situation, in the circumstance. Mastery of the physical realm. I have heard said by some who have an understanding of these things and your language that the lesson, if you will, in what you call this, is it third dimension?
That's the one.
Indeed, is power. From power over, oh, the wisdom of power in. There's the feminine, if you will. Power over, the masculine. And immediately, the brain has been conditioned in your culture to go, well, one's right, one's wrong. You are slaves, victims, servants to the ingrained patterning in the meaning of the words. Indeed. Indeed. The word. No accident that in your holy scripture, the aspects that have come down somewhat correctly, the word, is it not said to have been at the beginning with what you could term as the creator? That is one half of the term. What would be the feminine of creator in your language? It is not heard, but is beginning to be seen. Do you know?
Interesting.
It is an odd term.
Creatress?
Creatrix, as it is said in
Creatrix,
that. What is that? That you mentioned at the beginning. I know I'm not familiar with the prepare people.
Prepare for change.
Indeed.
That's what your vehicle was was going to talk about. But
with much difficulty, I'm afraid. The energy that comes through her rattles sensibilities of what is proper in your culture. Mm. Quite nicely, rather. It requires choice on the individual's part, which the soul demands for evolution. And there is change, is it not? Ah! Change. Could that not be a synonym, however small meaning, of evolution? Or healing? My good sir.
Prepare for healing. Sounds great. We use here, prepare to listen to the truth. No. Is it prepare to hear the truth? I can't even remember our own logo. I'll get back to you on that one.
My point.
Go ahead.
You
please.
Are well cloaked. You cannot not go where you are, which is not grounded in 3D, as you call it. May I?
Please, it was get ready to learn the truth. That's our logo. Please, go ahead.
We may play in this reality, in these dimensions, marvelous, marvelous tools for experience and learning. Each dimension. It is not that we have not a body, but a different one. There are numerous for different purposes. But the limitations on language have created our experience to be so small. And I say I, for I include my own experience, you see. In this reality, in this dimension, so long ago. The timing of that experience is also not had in your history books. For it is not known the understanding of why the Romans wanted England. It is not known. And why It was with my very breath and being, I would give it all to prevent their tyranny. It was prevented. Many lives were lost that last battle. The valley I have not seen on your maps, although I can see it in my mind. Clear as a long valley with mountains on the west toward that we passed through after the war. The battle, not the war, was over, was lost. As you, being from this area of the world, most likely familiar with some history, are you not?
A little bit, and a little bit of the places in England.
More lives were lost down in through history in that battle than have, the numbers have not been surpassed since in your history. It is still tender for me. I cannot say more on that. But there was a small band that was gathered up, shall we say, and muscled through to safety on the west coast of the isle. It had deep history. You know it as the area of Glastonbury. Indeed?
Oh, yeah. A big shiver went down my spine just there. I used to live there. I lived there for 1 year.
You may find some memories returning upon our conversation, my dear. That is not for me to say. I am kept from details that are yours or someone else's to identify for themselves as part of their own process.
Yeah, I see that. I understand. It's we call it recapitulation. Everybody has a piece of everybody else's puzzle. Do you have puzzles?
Indeed. An example. A story, if you will. Two tossers. One has come down. The name, for the most part, correct. There were two names, however. One has come down correctly. The other was a bit different. The other daughter has been blocked from the memory, the name of this vehicle. And from me at this moment, for a purpose, for there may be a listener listening currently. Who was that much-loved child?
I have a question actually very relevant.
Indeed.
I've been asked to ask if her daughter is with her and make sure she's healed. She may need to be brought to peace. Does that make sense to you?
Needs peace. She does. She struggles. For what is, she is such a gentle soul with a heart of a roaring lioness in protection of that which she knows is of life and of light. That a bit of imbalance in her stepping is a struggle, a little off timing, a little too much, a little forceful, and yet so often, oh my, that was exactly the right timing and I didn't know it. And I struggled with my doubt of myself. And her fear shows up in a struggle just with herself of a bit of what you would call judgment. Judgment. Where she catches herself. That has been her protection, however, she knows it not. Judgment, where it has kept her from herself long enough that she did not access that stillness, which was shared in practices then, that would remind her of her mission here now. It begins now, that awareness, as we speak. I cannot ascertain if she is present in this moment. However, in the now time upcoming, she could. It is the same. She will hear the words. An awakening will begin. There is where the healing can be supported by those who know healing. For every dear soul who has been separated from themselves, as we see that wholeness, as you say, so rightly, we draw ourselves in experience to the very thing we see for another, for it encompasses all. Does this make sense?
It's all mirrors, isn't it?
Indeed. Bronze or not. Indeed. I was surprised when I noticed the rim had not been maintained intact. Well, I realized how much of a symbol that was for how much wholeness has been separated from itself.
This is why we need the gathering. This is
indeed
why the gathering is happening. Well, it's not why, it just is. That it is happening because we're all coming together, and because time is working backwards and we've splintered backwards into time and now coming backwards. Well, it's all very complicated for a lot of people to get. Maybe you could make a little more sense of it, step me of being outside of our time stream, as it were.
Actually, this is, could be a good example with what you brought up. This vehicle is diligently about that gathering. Diligently. At times risking her own physical health, shall we say, much to the dismay of her closest fellows. She is being supported, however. She knows it. And yet, there are those who are hearing that call, whether she touches them, or they hear it and touch another, or there is one who suddenly wakes up in the seeming midst of nothing and goes, oh, there's something here, and is still in that moment. There is the quiet. There is the recognition of that oneness, that wholeness, that holiness, the words again, as we spell ourselves back to life. In love. A different meaning.
I love that. Spell ourselves back to life.
Indeed.
You use the right words and you get good results.
My right. I like the term accurate.
Mm-hmm. Precise.
Indeed.
Precision it's rare these days for people to speak precisely. It's very refreshing when people do speak precisely because you understand that with their clarity is sharp and there is little interference. What were you saying? What was that word you used? You were talking about, it's like a musical term you use, almost like a discordancy or something.
Dissonance.
Yes. I knew you were using a musical term. Dissonance.
Are we not rhythm?
Exactly.
Are we not the music echoed in the spheres? Again, another disconnection, you see. We are all that, and that is that which we are. We have lost this connection and we feel so separate and alone. We've lost it on this. It is all the same and it is grounded here in that quieting, quiet stillness. This is the home, but it's not a place. It is an experience. You know this. You have spoken this. And some get it. And the recognition, where is it also? Grounded here. It can be no other place. For what recognizes itself is grounded here. My. There is no separation. It is the same. The same source. In individual's unique expression. The only separation is in consciousness. That is all. Your timed conversation, I believe.
Yeah, you're guessing it.
It's coming to a close.
Not to a close, but a pause. There's going to be lots of music and sounds and, perhaps sounds of conflict. Don't worry about them. They're what we call commercials. they're designed to bring people to other radio shows.
Indeed.
So, this has been a fascinating hour conversation. Thank you for making an appearance. We'll talk more on the other side of this pause about what the plans are to move forward into the future. Just to prepare everybody. So, thank you very much, Boudica, for appearing. And we'll be, there'll be some music starts. It's probably in about a minute, so I just have to keep talking until we can hear the sound of the music coming in. And then I can sit back and relax. You're listening to Revolution Radio, a listener-supported station. Oh, by the way, please donate to the cause and keep the station running and certainly keep Studio B running. Please go to the site at freedomslips.com and click the donate button on your screen. And yes, where are we? And also Wolf Spirit Radio, if you want. we say donations, but we have an archive that is listener supported, and that's how we run. We run it on a shoestring, so that we don't have to be, we don't have to try and make loans or anything like that. Keep everything running perfectly independently. So it takes enough time to, so we have enough funds to keep ourselves going without being sold out to the man, or the Romans, or the Empire, or the. The Dark Side, or the Dark Lodge, or whatever you might call them. Ah, come on, clock. Oh, right, hang on. I've got two clocks going on here. I've got 56 over there, and I've got 54 over here. Well, so it did take a little while to bring that up. By the way, this is the last Journeys with JP. Next week will be Journeys with Rebecca, the return of Rebecca Jernigan. And to continue on with her journey. It was something that I was only supposed to take on for a couple of shows. Yeah, look after my show for a couple of weeks. Okay. And there she was, gone. And it's been a couple of years, and now Rebecca has reappeared. There's lots of people reappearing. That's lovely. And we're going to have some great guests, and we're also going to have a new co-host. So it'll be a nice little team. I'll be producing. I'll still be there. You'll still hear my voice in the background, but I won't be presenting so much as I do at the moment. It's fine by me. strange as it seems, I'm not particularly looking for fame and fortune and all these things. You know, it's attention seeking that I don't have. So anyway, we got probably about 10 seconds. God, it's been so long. I hate this. Anyway. So, we'll be joined in. Now, come on. There we are. Thank you very much, little guitar. Please, we'll be back. Don't go away. Go and donate. And welcome back to Journeys with JP. And, indeed, this is, the ultimate journey. And, we are taking a journey out of our time-space continuum. And indeed, we were prepared for change. We didn't realize it would change this much. My dear, are you with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking at the name Revolution Radio. I honestly didn't, that's giving me a punch, a recognition or something. It's like, I keep chuckling. Oh, JP. Woo, Revolution Radio. Oh, you're brave.
It's a thin line. So.
Oh, I seem to know that somehow.
Yes. Someone will know what that means. So we were talking about her story. And when we talk about history in modern times, when we talk about history, as you've been saying, it's all about buildings and maps and all of these things. Okay. But the real experience. Go ahead.
I don't recognize what you're saying, actually.
Right. Okay. Am I talking with Gwyneth now?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So do you know what just happened?
I suspect, and I'm kind of in shock. It hasn't happened before, actually, ever, really. I mean, I'm kind of sitting here kind of embarrassed and shy.
Well, let's just recapitulate what just happened. Because, an hour ago, an hour ago, you came on my show and, I introduced you and you felt this thing and I felt this thing off you. And then suddenly, this energy came through of, it's like, no kidding. No kidding, Boadicea came through you. Boudica spoke through you for the last hour.
Oh, Boadicea, that feels more recognizable somehow. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You're kidding.
What really? Do you mean?
I mean, it's all on record, right? You'll be able to listen back and to hear what came out.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay.
I feel like hiding.
I know. Because, you know, we did come on talking about, wanting to talk about prepare for change. And yes, indeed, there has been a bit of a change. So, but it was incredible. It was very heartfelt.
Good.
And very educational. It reminded me of talking to some other masters who, you know, out of incarnation. It was a very interesting.
Really?
Yeah. You check this out. I'll post it up in less than a couple of hours, but it'll be.
You know what? That's really hopeful for me. I know I'm interrupting. That's really hopeful for me because I have been working on my own genealogical line, my own bloodline kind of genealogical line, mm-hmm. and it was a year and a half, maybe two ago. I found out I'd have to go get it, but I'm her. That Buddhic. However you said it felt mm-hmm. right, but I know it's in the books of Boudica or something.
Yeah, Boudica.
And that's the way I say it. But I'm her like, I can't remember what it is. It's 34th or 64th, 34th, I think, great granddaughter by blood.
Mm-hmm. So she would have been able to use you as a channel.
Well, I have no idea. I guess that helps. Maybe.
She alluded to some captain, but, I don't know what. Exactly that was about, but maybe you'll get some more insults.
I have become aware of that the story's different, and there was what I feel it resonate. It's like I really feel just a deep respect of like both sides. It's like the captain of the guard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was like, yeah, he actually sounds like quite a guy.
Well. How very interesting. Yeah. How very interesting this also will come out this week. Okay, so so now back on with Gwyneth McNeil, back in her 3D personality. You came out unbelievable. You know, these things happen on my shows. This is not, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's Monday. Normally this happens on a Wednesday. You know, the Max Steel show, you know, Max is talking away and then suddenly, and you know, he's somebody else is talking through his body. I'm empathic with my guest, and I could feel this energy rising. It's like, what is this? It felt like almost as if there was a curtain rolled back and a great big kind of platform, almost like a chariot, comes forward. And there she is with this kind of real, I'm really proud to announce that the victory of the light.
She said those words?
Yeah. She mentioned Cobra.
Oh, really? By name?
Yeah. You gotta check it out. Oh, this is the weirdest interview ever. Anyway, this is a good thing this is my last show.
JP, you know what I found out the word weird means? And I found this out before I found it out. It was kind of like given to me, intuitive somehow. It was just given to me.
Go ahead.
That happens. And then I found it out years later, way long ago. And when I was doing my genealogy stuff, the ancient Celtic root, let me get this right. The ancient, accurate, not right. I gotta say that for some reason. That's important. Accurate. Okay. The ancient Celtic root or Celtic root word of weird is spelled W-Y-R-R-D, meaning whole, complete. Without missing parts or anything added thereunto.
Oh, does it?
So backwards. I mean, I teach hypnosis trainings and I'm a hypnotist after I was an addiction counselor and, you know, lots of different things I've done. But in a lot of my classes, I'll teach that and I'll say, we've got it so backwards. It's like we live in a world of polarity. So sometimes it's accepting the polarity of things that then we can have the balance and the use of either or something like that. I've just felt that intrinsically, that concept. And so I'll teach it with the word weird, whole, complete, without missing parts or anything adding thereunto. And so there was this one of my last students, I suggested, he had having troubles with his teenage son. I said, so hey, next time, your son goes, Dad, you are so weird. You go, thank you. I've been working on it. Isn't that cool?
Very, very good. She also mentioned Glastonbury. It's a,
there's something about that.
Yeah. Well, I used to live there. It's like lived there, for a year about 20 years ago.
Yeah. How did it feel there?
It's magical. Oh, well, I met my wife. It's a long story. I met a wife. We had a baby. We had a child. He's 21 now. He just like turned 21. And, so we have a magical child from the magical land of Glastonbury. And actually she has two magical children her daughter is equally magical and is a budding film star and model and things. So, you know, we've got some lovely stuff going on. But the moment of Glastonbury is very big in my consciousness. You know, I can walk around it in my head, you know, like Google Maps, you know.
There's kind of a feeling when you're saying this, it's like there is a real almost tangible feeling of there's something floating around here just outside of my consciousness. Like there's all kinds of stuff, but it's not making sense. It's like, flitters of something that, but there's a bunch. It's like, ooh, a bunch of very deep, meaningful sense could be made out of whatever at some point. But mm-hmm. it's very interesting, though. It's a tangible feeling.
Let's get
with it. I feel like it has something to do with you, too.
Well, this is the impression that I was getting, you know, that this spirit came through as a relationship, as a soul relationship to me.
Wow, that something. my heart burns, my physical
did
heart.
Did you skip a beat or something?
Wow.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
This is from listener Phil. Question, please. Could you ask if the place name Easter Town means anything?
Say it again, slow.
Easter Town. Easter is in the festival. Easter Town.
Okay. There feels like there's a different town. Easter Town. Mm. It's not, there's a different word that's
how
turned into
Ishtar?
An
English. How about
Ishtar? Oh, yeah.
Ishtar Town, yeah.
That's only it's not town. It's,
yeah.
Oh, that yeah. That's the energy.
Okay.
I don't even know where that is. Is that a place?
I think it's in England somewhere. Phil lives in England somewhere, so. I just see that. So that's right. That's right. So, wow.
Cool. Cool.
Very 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 cool. Did you know you channeled people?
I was surprised with that probably, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those who, I came up with a very quote, very kind of regular, non-mystical background. And I didn't do the channels. It's like, oh, just another kind of, well, I guess that's pretty dramatic. I guess they need that for their own self-esteem or you listen to, you know, I couldn't do that. And all of a sudden it was reported that there was a couple real close to me, there was someone that was coming, a being that was coming through me, giving them lots and lots of good stuff. They'd share some of it with me and it was like, thanks, you know. That kind of stuff. And that's continued. I've gotten better at it so I can step out of the way easier. It's not like I totally, oh, this is interesting because it was different than I have never had this experience before. I have something to compare with now and I've never. Yeah, because when that entity comes in, I'm sitting over here on my left shoulder. My consciousness is kind of sitting here. Mm-hmm. I'm present to it, but I'm not. I have to get filled in afterwards, kind of. But if somebody says, oh, this was said or this, if it wasn't accurate, I'll go, no, wait a minute. Okay, was it kind of more like this? Yeah. You know, so I can get when it's off, but I can't pull it up, you know. But right now, this is different. I don't remember. I'm me.
I'm aware that this may actually be slightly traumatic for you because like suddenly you
it is.
It's just like it's a bit exposing, but it's okay because my audience are kind of used to it. Things like this have happened on my show before.
I kind of got a headache.
I imagine. you might need some water. This stuff usually uses up water and some oxygen.
I'm shaking.
Yeah. Bless your heart. Mm. Cause the energy that came through was incredibly strong.
It feels like it's really, really important it's timely. It feels like it.
Yeah, like I said, it's like somebody coming forward on a chariot behind a curtain saying, okay, now is the time, I'm going to tell you. It's just like really proud, proud to be the person to announce, proud to make the announcement, proud that of all the achievements that everybody who would be listening to has made in order to actually get to the point of surviving enough to hear the announcement. All of those levels of pride.
And that came through.
Yeah. Well, it came through to me. I mean, I don't know if it came to the rest of the audience, but it certainly came through to me. That enormous sense.
It's coming through to me right now. It's like I want to cry. There's just gratitude.
Exactly. A sense of gratitude and love and it's very mixed and very intense. So, breathe through it. Yes. Oh yeah. There's Debrielle. Yeah. She's used to it.
Well, you know, that's what I've been doing. Just absolutely wholeheartedly, full focus, just trying to help bring back. I have some number of experiences where I seem to be really deeply grounded in that essence of what this, I never knew the terms divine feminine or goddess energy. I never did any of that until it's actually just been the last, I've had a lot of awareness open to me, and it's rushed back in when I started my workings with the volunteer organization, Prepare for Change. Prepareforchange.net. See the site. It's beautiful.
That's why you came on the show. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is a classic one. This is going on YouTube tomorrow. This is Lee there.
Oh my goodness. You know, we've been working on how do you define that essence of the god, a return of the goddess. What does that mean? Well, we're in a hierarchical structure and all we've got is this top down processing, bottom up processing, better than, less than, and whatever. But this whole construct is turning around. Rather than hierarchical, it's supposed to be community based, family, love, interchangeable based, that relational based, not the words just came to me clear as a bell for some reason. It's like the difference between power over and power in. That's exactly what it is.
That's what she said, yeah. You can hear us though.
Say that again?
You can hear her still. That's what she said in the last hour. Power, not power over, but power within.
I've talked about that principle for years and years and years.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? Everything would make
processing here. Wow.
So, I mean, let's just talk a little bit about what do you know about Boudica?
I've had to study up on her. In fact, I've had a growing intrigue with her. And I had I hate it when this happens. You know, when a thought comes
I know, it's
to
a
me,
little, it's a little, exposing, but, please, oh, just take a nice deep breath. We got plenty of breath and plenty of time.
When a thought comes to me, I go, oh, that's interesting. But then it comes to me again and I go, okay, I gotta pay attention here. It comes to me three times and I'm going, I won't say the word on radio. I can't not do something. And it came to me three times. So, okay. Every other Sunday, you have a show, Connecting Consciousness, right? With
yes.
Silent Park.
Yes.
I have listened. I absolutely feel the heart of that man. He's had a lot of bad press, by people who, are clouded in their own vision and understanding and whatever through their own processes. And I absolutely do not criticize anybody's process as being worse or better. Every single one of us is here for a reason and we got to do whatever it is we got to do. And it's, you know, the whole thing is about getting off of our, oh, you got a bad process. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be there. Oh my, you're terrible. Well, what if it was exactly right? Some of my best learnings been from the things that have been horrible in my own human experience. But I had a private session with him because I heard that he can see and I had no idea. I wanted to find out, okay, where is my soul family? I've never heard that term. And so I had a private session with him last March and Skype from the US to England, Whitby, where he lives, and found out, you know, that's where that Pleiadian recognition that you and I were talking about, JP, and some of the, oh my land, I know exactly what it felt like to be in that, holy cow, I was there. You know, that feeling when Maldek blew up and everything, we mm-hmm. talked about that a little bit. And I was in the society, I wasn't a filer pilot like Wynn, but I got why I was here, I got the feeling of a lot of the reasons a lot of things are happening with people who embody, and I really got the experience of that. It's not all, it's absolute, they're warriors. With love, you know, it's interesting. But, you know, he validated. He said, you and Boudicca are the same soul. And I just, it changed my life. Because all of a sudden there was just this, I found a picture of an archaeological dig or something, and there was this mirror, and I had to just sit there and watch it. I couldn't get it out. I noticed that I felt really upset because part of the mirror, the rim, I remember the pic, I almost feel the mirror, you know, because there was this rim on it, and I was mad, and I felt like this, somebody didn't take care of this. This shouldn't have happened. You know, that feeling, it's like, this is a dang archaeological artifact. It's nice, but kind of gross too, and it's broken. But I had a very, very mixed feelings as I was having it. So it was validating to me after what he said, because that's what happened. So this last couple of years has been really interesting, I must say.
It certainly has been spiraling fragments coming together.
Yeah, in fact, that's what Simon says, because I was asked, I'm really having a struggle here. And he says, well, one of your biggest challenges is that you have a lot of different memories coming back that they're separated out from each other. And he says that, and I got after he said that, they're all separated out from each other. And that getting the connections would make me feel more like whole. There's kind of a whole thing. And apparently that experience was kind of, also intentional, because that is, I did some kind of like contemplation and meditation on that concept. I needed some more understanding. Every single night when I go to bed, I will just ask for more understanding. Give me understanding on this or what I saw or what I heard or what happened, or give me more understanding just in case I don't have the understanding I could, you know. The more I know, I realize constantly how much I don't know. And when I would ask for understanding, I got that's really important as a metaphor, that whole concept of we're just so a little piece here, a little piece here, a little piece here. But a lot of what I do with, I have a group healing practice in Salt Lake City, and a lot of what we do is stress management. It's under that umbrella of stress management. When we experience stress, then it ends up with dis-ease, you know, that whole thing. And so that whole bottom line construct of being separated out, all these bits and pieces of truth, we don't recognize our oneness with ourselves, let alone, oh, there's a truth there. As long as it's a divide and conquer kind of thing, the whole thing is separate bits of truth here and here and here and here, came apart. And apparently that metaphor in life was important, and he validated that for me. One of your pains, one of your difficulties, one of the things you struggle with is that separation and consciousness of bits and pieces. You're not connected with this experience, you know. It made so much sense to me. It's helped me understand so much more some of the clients I work with, some of my family, it's given me some more compassion, because now when I see somebody struggling with something, I have that construct come to mind. Oh, it's so much easier not to go to the right, wrong, good, bad. That's terrible. It should be different. Here, let me fix you. I know how to help. You know, do we really? We think we do sometimes. I think the power is what he did with me is he just was present to my discomfort in it. He didn't try to fix it. He didn't give me recommendations. He let me ask. That was cool. So that I was in charge, and he just sat present to it. And one of the things that I've taught in some of my, you know, different kinds of classes for years and years and years is a concept. Let me get the words right here. Awareness, just simple awareness. Awareness in and of itself has organizing power inherent in it. And in the light of awareness, light/love, light of awareness, healing happens. And it's been of such helpful support sometimes in our analytical minds, mine and others that I work with, of, okay, what do I do with this? Well, maybe you don't have to do, maybe you just be in the presence of it and allow the healing to naturally take place, the coming together and understanding. Awareness in and of itself has organizing power in here. Oh, okay. Be present. Dang, I want to run away. I want to try to fix it. I want to, you know. Man, we've gotten separated out from being able to put together natural things. This is natural process. It's like a natural thing. It's evolution in a way. It's a anyway, I think I'm going on and on a bit.
Well, we're talking about, you know, you're here. It's like, I really don't want to have the same conversation well, maybe I should, you know, and then you can compare, you know, oh no, that would be good. That would be an incredible show. You do one segment with the person's soul and the one person with the personality and ask the same questions. That would be exciting. That would be a really, you know, as a hypnotherapist, you could probably do something like that.
You know what? I can do that from another place too. Apparently I came to this life with some pretty good, I came to this point of understanding or whatever it is, with some pretty good job training, JP. I like to call it that because that's a positive term and I consider, a lot of ways, different kinds of pain has been my teacher. Cause one, after my first near-death experience, well yeah, we started talking about near-death experiences and stuff, didn't we? My adult near-death experience where I came back for 2 weeks. I didn't have a name. Couldn't recognize. Wow, that seems like forever ago. Was that the same show?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So when I did that, I was so just, I said I had a hard time getting kind of like back into the 3D reality construct and world and stuff. And I was so, I have no idea what it was, but I actually at that time, had an official, oh, here's another little piece of thing. These are all the things that you don't tell people. It's like,
I know, it's like they're like in jokes kind of thing that you couldn't even explain to anybody because it's too complicated.
The whole prepare change movement, it's about disclosure. So why not? What do we have to lose? In fact, we have everything to gain.
The first disclosure is who we are.
Okay. So I was diagnosed by a professional psychologist at the time with multiple personality disorder. Yeah, I can speak with different voices and different consciousnesses from my own experience. I mean, like, for real. I don't have that experience walking around now. And it only took me, like, maybe the therapist didn't know what to do with me because it was like I was way over here and had all the, you know, the medical diagnoses and stuff. And then I just got really integrated, I guess they call it, really fast. But see, I now have that in my experience. So I can say from my own experience, I have the literal experience of knowing the experience of the sight, the feel of being the pine, wood in a table. I had a kitchen table. It was like, it was pine. It was wood. It was like a picnic table shape, only it was in my family kitchen with me and my kids. I was divorced then. I had 5 kids and got really bad. And the story I tell is we went camping and didn't come back. That's what we did. But I was the wood in the table. I have that experience. So it's almost like it gave me job training. It gave me some experience and skills to draw on. So it's really kind of, yeah. That's about all I have to say, I think.
The thing also that characterized the last hour is there were these bubbling ups of emotion, like feelings that haven't been felt for a long time. The feelings, and like, you know, like I said, when she said Glastonbury, like my whole body shivered from the top to my feet. And I thought, ugh. And it's still kind of going, it's still kind of ringing, you know, like the reverberation of a bell. So, you know, this has been quite an interesting evening all around. I hope everybody's enjoying this. I think they are.
Know what? Wouldn't that be fun if people wrote in? Because I'll bet you don't get very much feedback. How would somebody get to you and say, JP, that was so cool. I really like this. Or how about this? Or maybe you want to, how does somebody get?
I've got contact forms on my everbeyondradio.com. You just go, there's a thing called contact, and there's a little form, and you can type in, you can start a conversation with me. Our conversation would probably go on to Skype, because I tend to use Skype all the time. That's my preferred messaging system. Okay. It's useless though, but anyway, it used to be brilliant. Skype used to be perfect and brilliant when it was P2P. In fact, I just want to lay this one out. Skype P2P, point to point, person to person. It used point to point protocol instead of server protocol, and it was distributed. It was holographic, and now it's been made centralized. Right. So the plan of overthrowing the empire involves holographic idealism.
The plan is enacting. It's in action right now. I get so clear, so clear. I know I connect around the world because I'm trying to help people get connected and go, hey, I'm not alone out there. I've really been doing my best to, find people. Hey, you want to talk? Hey, how's it going? Do you know about, tell me what you're interested in. So I have to kind of see where they are. And I've been helping a lot of people get connected. There is so much loneliness out there, JP. My heart is just touched because there's an incredible young man in Pakistan, and the world is so hungry for love that I got on Facebook and I was just friending people that felt like, it was just kind of like a feeling like there was a light around them or something. And so I had no idea who this guy was. And so I friended him and we've been back and forth on the Facebook Messenger from Pakistan. And he sends me hearts and flowers, and I'm 66 and he was definitely in his mid-20s. And it wasn't sexual. It's like that pure love. That sweetness. It was more out of a oneness of heart. Like I could just hold him like I'm not going to say a lover. That isn't the term because it has negative connotations. It's like a child. That sweetness. But I'm finding that over and over and over again, whether it's in South Africa, with a woman and her husband and their little girl, they finally were able to have a baby. And I get to hear life stories, right before this I stayed up all night last night. I wondered if I was going to, I am having an amazing experience, frankly, because it feels like I'm getting supported by Anna. I'm having strength farther than I'll probably crash after the show, but I've been up since yesterday morning.
Yeah. It's a bit of a full moon, isn't it? We've been up. So you go.
Yeah. But you know what? It's been so worth it. It's like I can hardly wait to get up, and it's like I'm talking with long lost family, and it's just, there you are. Oh, here's the website, Prepare for Change. If you want to volunteer, click on the event support groups. That's before the event. And then there's during this whole shift and change thing. And that's what I'm trying to help people get connected about, so we support each other. And then, oh my land, and Sister of the Rose, and that whole feminine energy is coming in, building the new societies for a new world, a healed earth, a healed humanity. I just get all teary about this because it's so big for me. It feels so important. It feels like, in a very literal sense, it feels like I finally like fallen into what I came here for. And there's part of me that kind of goes, well, it took dang long enough. But it's here. And it's here. There are some, I'm meeting more family than I ever thought I had. I'll put it like that. It's cool. Some of them are family of blood, but you know, hey.
So here's the thing. How do we get the families back together? How do we reconnect the clans? This is one of the things that has been, what the heck's going on? there's a gale blowing outside my window here, and there's things rattling around outside. How do we gather the clans? Now, the first thing I thought was like, okay, so lots of people are identifying with themselves, by their star nation, their kind of star origin, like if you're from Pleiades or if you're from Arcturus or anything like that. So what I've done is I've created a kind of umbrella website called the Galactic Free Alliance or galacticfreealliance.com.
Cool.
And then beneath that, I've got, Pleiadian.club, Lyran.club, Arcturan.club, I'll get Sirius soon, if you see what I mean. and also, cause somebody's bought Orion.club, so I have to think of something else. I might do like individuals like Beetlejuice or Mintaka or something like that. Just break it down a bit more. Probably Hyades, I don't know, we might put them somewhere else. But anyway, so the idea is that people go there and then start chatting in the chat room and connect with each other. And then once the clans start connecting with each other, like today, you heard my voice and you sparked. And
really?
That's the way,
okay, yeah,
that's what happens. That's called recapitulation. Yeah. Now you know who you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you see, the thing is, here's the thing, Gwyneth, is that it's the same mission.
Yeah.
It's always the same mission, and I'm very honored to be part of that mission too.
You know, that's one of the, I love the, when you say getting together the clans, it's the same mission. Oh, and I identify with this clan. Okay, we're all auto mechanics. No. I drive the car, but I'm not an auto mechanic. Okay, we're all car drivers. Okay, no, I am not an auto mechanic. I'm a lousy driver, but I'm a really good detailer. You know, we have to identify ourselves, this self-identification. That's actually what Dane, who takes a really important place in the creation of the website, a lot of support, and who has some of his own deep experiences, and he understands, like, a lot of what's going on. Dane at Prepare for Change talks about us at Prepare for Change, we each have to self-identify. I mean, that's really basic in our lives, but he talks about it in how we serve with gathering clans. Only the clan that Prepare for Change offers for the organization is free volunteering, helping to connect with one another, connect with yourself. We have a Google discussion group called Creator. Creatrix, you know, the feminine divine, creatrix. So that, okay, how do you do take creative leadership? How do you learn how do you facilitate somebody's personal process in the change? You know, how do you become your own best friend as well as somebody else's? You know, that kind of stuff. That's what we teach. Google Groups, Creatrix. In fact, if anybody wanted to, we're taking volunteers that Prepare for Change, and all they have to do is go prepareforchange.net. They just have to go to the site. There are all kinds of tabs, all kinds of good stuff on there. Watch out for broken links. Yeah, they're rampant. We're all volunteers. Please forgive us. Hey, please help. Hey, if you see something, volunteer. Say, I can fix this. Please. Like, we need graphic artists. We need everything. We need everybody. We need everybody. And you know, volunteer for something and then sign up for the Sister of the Rose newsletter. Healing tab is just getting going, but Sister of the Rose is rocking. And that's the only energy of any of this that's going to be uninterrupted by this whole shift thing and move directly into building our whole new society and our whole world. So I frankly, I'm a little jazzed. You probably can't tell.
No, it's the full moon. It's like, now listen. I think we should bring in your friend and just see what he has to say.
Jimmy.
He's been sitting very, very quietly.
Jimmy,
would you like to come forward?
He's awesome.
Peep your head out from behind the curtain because it's okay. It's all over now.
Hello.
What's up, man? What's your experience of the last hour and a half?
Well, I've just been holding space for everyone, and Gwen and I are relatively new old friends, I guess you could say. and we kind of give each other tune-ups once in a while, but it was cool. I'm anxious to share with her, and I think you did a great job, JP. You are amazing.
It's just stayed online.
Yeah, you managed to keep it all connected.
Yeah, because I mean, basically, and it was fascinating the things she was talking about, because there are a lot of what people are talking, you know, what they call New Age teachings, which is, you know, but she used very interesting words at times.
Right. It was cool. Like you'll listen, Gwyneth. You were getting all hyperventilating and things, and he just said, calm down, take a breath, and all of a sudden switch. And there was this, and then your language, you actually spoke as you were, a special being, where you were saying you and your people, you use these words, and you're going to love it, Gwen. It's going to be great for when you listen to it.
Wow. I'm kind of excited, nervous and excited.
Yeah. And then, yeah, all good, guys. Way to go.
Yeah, you might need to take a bath afterwards or something. Just salt ground shower. Yourself completely. It's salt water, you know. Ground myself. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a mantle. There's a lady I know, right? Her name is Lillian it's Polish, got a Polish name, lots of Z's in it. We all call her Broschka anyway, Lillian Broschka. People may know her from, she does the rounds on these, she talks, and she's a poet, a storyteller. Well, you know, a traditional kind of troubadourian storyteller. And she's a big lady, you know, she's tall, you know, like 5'11" or so, and, you know, quite broad, you know, not terribly, just a big woman, and, you know, like an opera singer. One of those big Valkyrie type opera singers. And it was like an expanded version of that. That was coming across. I mean, a very much larger than life oratory. You can see the presence. You could feel the presence of a large leader. And I said, you're talking to, you know, 10,000 people or something, several thousand people. She's like, it doesn't matter. She's just putting it out there.
Boudicca was the word that you used, JP, and then she liked it, and then, so it might be Boudicca.
Did I say
Boudicca? Yeah, that's the word that Simon, now I'm remembering that conversation. It sounded very foreign to my ears when he said it. It's like, I'm an English speaker. One thing that I just remembered though, when you were talking about the warrior and the big bones and, or whatever, right. I don't know what words you used, but big bones came to mind. I've always had I have a real big bone structure, right now, my body. I got lots of stories about
how
that.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Pretty tall for a woman.
Yeah, but anyway, the archaeological dig where they found the mirror, there were two things that really, I can't say it caught my eye, but it caught more than my eye. It was like my breathing stopped and it's like, whoa, you know, whoa, 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 stay here. Time stop right now, you know. And there was the mirror, and which became a very tangible experience. I could feel my hand going around, and then, and it laid across, I could feel it across my knees, like I could feel it. But there was the structure of the head. It was a very angular, strong structure of the, I got flesh on my bones right now, but if I didn't, that feels like my bone structure. It felt, because I had a really kind of a strong bone structure. It was interesting. It was really interesting. And then to have found out that my bloodline goes through her. I don't know. I just, interesting connections.
I know. But the thing is, it's the same mission. The mission is to resist and defeat the empire. The empire of the dark, because we were talking about the victory of the light. And this is the thing that, this is a very kind of Pleiadian idealism here, and what made the Pleiadians warlike, because it was like, go ahead.
That right there, what you're saying though, and I know I'm interrupting all over the place, but change of the masculine and the power over to the power in. It's not resisting anymore. It is the coming around. It's not the resistance anymore. It is the coming back of the light. The dark's done. It's over. It's ended. Bye. It's not your turn anymore. It's the return of the light. And it's not a resist. I can't even say the word anymore because that's an energy that goes against. And this is for. It's a whole, it seems to have the whole that, and I'm interested in that term divine, feminine, divine. There are all kinds of things in there. I'm still kind of contemplating that. But it's not the resistance. I don't even talk, you know, and that's changed with my conscious experience of the memories back with the Pleiadian memories, because it's kind of like that whole karmic thing, that whole thing is like, okay, we did it. We're done. There's no need to resist. And it's now time to build. It's now time to go forward. It's now time for life. It's time for love. I know there's a spiritual teacher called Rampa, the Enlightened One. And his channel is Jay-Z Knight, and they have a school up in Yelm, Washington. But anyway, he has this marvelous book, which I have, and I love it. And it's called Love Yourself Into Life, and it's very supportive. Love Yourself Into Life. I think Amazon has it or something. It's flying out of there, and it's the time for it. Love Yourself Into Life. And that's what it is. It's the return of the light, the life, you know. Resistance. Bye.
It's interesting. I was just looking up Boadicea or Boadica. It was the queen of the British Celtic Iceni or Icenal tribe who led an uprising against the occupying forces of the Roman Empire in AD 60 or 61 and died shortly after its failure. So,
well, they say she died, but she didn't. I know that.
Well, of course, she's here with us.
No. She didn't die then either.
Right.
No, that didn't come down.
Right. Well, we agree.
History's written by the victors, and that was two Roman historians, and no.
You actually brought that up, like the Roman story, part of the story.
Oh, when she was here?
Just, you had brought it up. I have to.
I can't remember now.
Yeah,
so I don't
you
know.
Or she. How do we refer to Boadica?
She.
I have that in my conscious memory now because it feels right and I've been doing some processing on, so I can't remember who said what in that regard because I've owned that experience. That's now a conscious memory of mine in this body is that, so I can't say there's no separation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my experience. That's my memory now.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait till you hear the archive. So, so there was another thing, is that, one of the audience asked a question about place in Glastonbury, right? Obviously, you know, you're an American. You ever been to Glastonbury?
No. I really haven't known much about it.
How are you with maps, by the way?
Maps, as in Google Maps?
Well, yeah. Can you read a map? Do you get lost? How's your navigation skills?
No, I'm good at maps.
All right. Okay, because it's funny because she, you know, Boadica, obviously, in those days, the concept of a map was a very different thing. Could you imagine what a map might, you know, if you were in a different society... Maps might not be the thing that you think they are. Yeah, because maps are written for, hey, guess who makes maps in Britain? It's called the Ordnance Survey. What are ordnances? Orders. You know, it's a military thing. You have to have a map in order to conquer your land. And if you can't fly over and find out what the map, what the territory is, like they had the problems in the Cold War, you couldn't know what your enemy was doing. So it's important to have maps. So the idea of warfare without maps, how about that? Holographic ideas. And obviously the empire is that and the those who were opposing the empire You know, Princess Leia. It's the whole thing over and over and over and over and over again. And now it's, you know, it's ended. It's like not with a bang, but with a whimper, but everybody's very happy. And it's like, oh, that's it. Somebody's closed the book. And now it's, you know, okay, right. Okay. Next time. But at the moment, there's still, this stuff playing out on the third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to see lots of things change this week, I believe.
I do too.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So look, prepare for change. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's been a lot of, the event could happen next week. Oh no. Well, in January, very clearly it came to me because there was a lot of stress around how do we get this done and what happens? And it came very clearly. It is not, I still am not connected consciously with how I knew this. Maybe someday I'll know. Maybe it has to do with something I knew then. I don't know. But there was a very clear thing that the huge shifts absolutely will not happen before the Ides of March. And I thought that was interesting. Not the 15th, but the Ides of March. And there was the feeling when I said it of an understanding, a non-cognitive understanding of the Ides of March. And I had to look up what happened on the Ides of March. I knew the history and A2, Brutus, and all this, and there are some interesting little metaphors on the Ides of March that are the civilization shift, which is the whole Western way of thinking shift, which is the whole thing. The Ides of March, like a real symbolism.
The death of Caesar. Here's the thing, all right? Today, Caesar is Barack Obama. Brutus is Anthony Weiner.
Wow. Wow.
Because Wiener's gonna squeal like a piggy.
Wow, he is.
In fact, he doesn't need to squeal. It's already all there. He has, you know, the hard drive with the folder on it says life insurance, which, you know, he was looking for just, you know, regular old blackmail material. just so that he can manipulate everybody. But, it turns out that he's, had the kingpin. He's had the key to the whole thing. And it's all on his, and it's all available to the FBI and the CIA and WikiLeaks and everybody. Everybody! This is what it is, and whether this is the stabbing in the back on the Ides of March or it's all gonna come out, I don't know. But, this is a very, very exciting week. And, it feels like, you know, the journey, this is where the journey has led to today. I thank you and honor you for being my final guest in this run.
Wow.
A particularly climactic finish, really, I'd say.
Cool. Congratulations, JP.
Thank you very much.
Good show.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Thank you very much, Gwyneth. And thank you to the spirit of Boudica. We have about 40 seconds, so I'd like to say thank you on behalf of Ever Beyond Radio. That's me. And myself and all my other multiple personalities, it seems. Thank you for coming on this journey with me for the last 4 years. 5 years, I think. Oh, so it was probably about 4 years worth. They're all archived on everbeyondradio.com. You can pick them up for free. I have some of my best shows on YouTube. Channel is Studio 9 Jam. But I would like to, at this moment, just say thank you and farewell for the moment. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just stepping back. You'll hear me. God, can you hear this wind? It's really blowing up. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night. Good night, Gwyneth. Good night, Jimmy.
Good night.